Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode two of Out of Bounds. I hope our three listeners are locked and loaded for this next episode. I'm Marley.
Yeah.
This is my sister's boyfriend, Ryan. And this is Out of Bounds.
I mean, as long as we just get like three new people per episode, I'll be okay with that.
Would you like to begin by telling the people how the week was in the NFL?
I mean, I guess we start with the first game of the season, which was the Ravens Chiefs game. Yo, that game was nuts. I mean, we could talk about the likely thing. I mean, his foot being out of bounds.
It works well for our podcast.
I don't know if he was like fully out of bounds or not. It kind of was like right on the line type of thing. So whatever, I
Did
guess the
you
refs.
hear what Mahomes said? He was like, in his Muppet voice, he was like, he should have worn white cleats and then it would have blended better.
Yeah, man. He should have worn white cleats, man.
Exactly.
Whatever. Fuck Mahomes. Fuck the Chiefs. I mean, look. Did you see like the Ravens after the game were heated? Likely was in the tunnel swearing at everybody. Roquan Smith was trying to fight the I forget the guy's name. 88. He's like a third string tight end, a nobody really. Trying to pick a fight with Roquan Smith, and he was not having it. Lamar was getting active in the post game, so it was a lot of drama in that game. And then after that game, we went to Brazil.
Yeah. Post rain delay, we were in Brazil for the Eagles and the Packers.
Packers, yep, in a barn burner game, a
Was it? I
great game.
remember it being kind of boring at the beginning.
At the beginning, yeah, just because it was turnover central for the Eagles, but I mean
Yeah, it
the
was
Eagles ended up going crazy.
if I was the Eagles, I would have been like, post game would have been like, they had us in the first half.
They did have him in the first half, but let
Yeah.
me tell you that dude Saquon, man, what a
Oh,
dog. Yeah,
dog.
that's a beast. And I mean, obviously Jordan Love too going down. I mean, I don't know, because a lot of people are talking about the turf and saying that the turf was bad. I mean, not the turf, the field, because I think it was grass. I don't know. I kind of feel like that was not really the turf's fault. He kind of got rolled up on and sucks. He'll be back soon though, Jordan Love. They said he's not
Yeah.
going to miss too much time. And
MCL sprain, 3 to 6 weeks.
yeah.
Hopefully it's the latter. He
I mean,
gets
yeah,
back
no,
soon.
Matt LaFleur said he could potentially be back next week. So not this coming week, the week after. We're going to have to obviously see and keep y'all updated. And then we have the Sunday slate, and the Sunday slate was fun as hell.
What games did I watch? I watched the Bills and who did they play? The
That was a great game
Cardinals?
against the Cardinals.
Yeah. And then I watched, bro, I don't even remember.
I mean, I watched Red Zone, so
I
I
know,
mean,
I just can't do it. It's too overstimulating.
well, the thing about the Red Zone is that, like, you see the important stuff, but it's like you'll miss like little like filler like moments. But I mean, a lot of the games this
I
past
watched all
week.
the night games. So whatever were the Sunday
Rams
night.
Lions.
I did watch Rams Lions and then the
Great game.
Monday night game, I watched it.
A shit game.
I watched the Cowboys when they played
Yeah,
the
when
Browns.
they pumped the Browns, yeah.
Yeah. Right after Dak gets fucking paid.
Yeah, I
So
mean
of
he
course
didn't
he's
play
going into
well.
that game pumped up. He's
I mean, yeah, they played well. I don't really think he played well. It's like a weird thing that's going on now in the NFL where it's like, I don't know if you like saw this like stat online, but it's a stat where basically as the years have gone on, people are playing their starters less and less in the preseason. Which I mean, like, makes sense. If I was a coach, I'd probably want to play my starters maybe for like a quarter, like last preseason game, just for them to like get game field and like game feel and game sense. But there was like nine starting quarterbacks in week one that didn't eclipse 200 passing yards. Like
that's
that
not
to
good.
me, I mean, it's not good, but also like they're trying to make the NFL like college. Like they're trying to make it like, ooh, points and ooh, cool touchdowns. But like, yo, it's fucking boring. that like these teams are such pussies now that no one wants to play in the preseason, but they want to get paid all this money, and then they come out and lay fucking eggs. Like, it's actually frustrating. Like, for Dak to get paid and then play like a bitch and throw the ball 3 times in the second half is fucked. So
What
fuck
were your
Dak.
thoughts on like the dynamic kickoff?
That I don't care. Like, whatever. It's a kickoff.
I feel like it was like pretty mixed. Like for me, like I was watching a few times, guys are launching it like way past anyway. I think that like the percentage, like there were a few. There was a higher percentage of returns.
Well, that's the whole point of it. They wanted to make it for more returns, and I mean, it's
But it was
also gonna be,
marginal. Like the
yeah,
percentage increase was pretty marginal. It went from like
it's gonna be.
40% to like 55 or something.
I think it'll probably get a little more like explosive once teams get used to it. I think another thing that's gonna be funny is if kickers don't get it into the landing zone, those guys are gonna get bullied. Like Matt Prater,
Like
the
if
Cardinals guy.
they fall up short.
Matt Prater, the Cardinals guy, there was a lot of wind and he kicked it, I think, like as it was falling off the tee,
Oh yeah.
and it went like 19 yards and landed like so far outside the landing zone. And now you start at the 40 when that happens. So it's like
That's
they're basically
embarrassing.
starting at midfield. Like if a kicker does that in a dome, by the way, they have to be released. Like they can't have a job.
There's no wind. There's one guy up in the stands going like,
Yeah, no.
and he's
If
like,
you're
it was
playing,
him.
yeah, no. If it's Falcons Saints playing in a dome, both teams play in a dome. If it's Falcons versus Saints in Atlanta, in the dome, in the Mercedes-Benz Dome, both kickers have to get fired. Because if they
I
can't
hope
do
that
that,
happens. That would be so funny.
you want young Hoku to get fired.
No, I don't. I like him. I have him on one of my fantasy teams.
Exactly. But yeah. So I think it was fine. Yeah, the Monday game, I don't even want to get into it. It was just a disgusting game to watch. Nathaniel Hackett, Jets offensive coordinator, is so lost and just doesn't know what's going on. And
I
yeah, I
hate Aaron.
mean,
I'll say it. I hate Aaron Rodgers. I was happy to watch him get pulled out and like have a shit start and then get pulled.
I mean, he didn't play horrible. It was his first game action in like 2 years or whatever, so he didn't expect fireworks immediately. I think Thursday, tomorrow's game, Jets Pats, I think that's gonna be a nice little return back for Aaron Rodgers, and I think he's gonna
Jets,
hopefully.
Pats, that's like the shit of the shit, except technically the Pats won week one, but
Yeah, but that's because they played.
Joe Burrow, who's rusty as hell, apparently.
Yeah, freaking Slim Shady, Slim Shiesty. What a
You know I
dick.
love Joe.
Yeah, but way to lose me my Survivor week one, Joe Burrow. Thank you for that.
I
I
know
mean,
it's so funny. Like I'll pull up the clip and post where you being like, every week I'm gonna pick whoever plays against the Patriots, picks in
hey,
week one.
if I was right, I would take the Jets this week. I think the Jets are going to beat the Pats.
Yeah, I
Whatever.
think
It's
that's a good.
just Joe Burrow just did it because he doesn't like me and he's washed. Like, how are you 27 years old and washed?
Well, I also had like a pick that was like kind of almost iffy. I picked the Bears, and then the Bears, like, to have a team win because of their defense is like ridiculous.
That defense played crazy.
How many interceptions they have? How many
I
like
think
fumbles they pick up?
two picks, two fumbles, two touchdowns.
Crazy,
I
crazy.
mean, they had 25 points in fantasy.
The defense. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
ridiculous.
No, the defense went crazy. Who did they play this week? The Bears. Oh, they play the Colts.
The
Meh.
Bears. Okay, so all I have it pulled up. Who should I pick this week in our Survivor thing?
Well, I don't have a pick anymore, apparently, because fuck me and my feelings, right?
Well, it's Survivor. That's the whole point.
Okay, whatever, dude.
Were
Who
you
should you?
AB's agent? Was that your
Yeah.
name in this?
Yeah.
God, every time.
We'll just get it because that guy doesn't have a job, so it's like.
Like, yeah, I get it, but it's just. What's funny is, like, if you look at who everyone picked in the polls, like, the three people who lost all picked the Bengals against the Pats. So,
Because
like,
it should have been a sure thing,
yeah, you
but
weren't alone. It's pretty funny.
whatever. Who should you pick?
Ravens over Raiders is probably a good pick, but Cowboys over Saints.
Whoa, yeah, I just realized. Have I been looking at the wrong week? Oh my God, I have been. Thursday night is Bills Dolphins. I was looking at the wrong week. Oh my God. What a blunder. Yeah, Jesus. It's Dolphins, 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 Bills.
That's going to be a fun game for me to watch. As we know, I like both of those teams. It's a fun
Yeah,
division
it is a
rivalry
fun
game.
division, and I have Waddle in another league, so I will be watching as well. Yeah, I would take Ravens over the Raiders, or Steelers over the Broncos, or Cowboys over the Saints. I don't care how good Derek Carr looked yesterday, he's not that good. I mean, on Sunday.
I can also take the Chiefs over the Bengals, but that's also, I feel like that's going to be a fun game. I feel like that would be a fun game for Joe Burrow to arrive at this season. That
Watch
would be
him
nice.
win that game.
Yeah, like honestly, I hope that he does
I
because
hate Joe Burrow.
I don't know why you do. Like, I hate Patrick Mahomes.
I hate both of them.
Should I
There's
pick
only a
the
couple quarterbacks I
Niners?
like. Yeah, sure. Who do they play? Vikings.
Vikings, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of games that I would like to think are sure things. I would take the Colts over the Packers, with no Jordan Love. I would take the Jets over the Titans. Who else? I'd take the Seahawks over the Pats, I think. I'd probably take the Cardinals over the Rams. I would take the Lions over the Bucks. Yeah, Colts over Packers. I'd take Browns over Jags. Niners over Vikings, Cowboys over Saints, Chargers over Panthers, Ravens over Raiders, Steelers over Broncos.
Like, the thing is, do I want to make a crazy pick and pick the Bengals over the Chiefs? No. It's
See,
week two. I don't want to lose.
what I think you should do is just like take the Steelers, take like a not so good team that are probably gonna win and like get it out the way. Like they will beat the Broncos, I think. 'Cause like look, the Broncos are a really bad team, but like also it was week one, and I'm not a big over exaggerator when it comes to week one. I mean, unless it comes to fantasy like trades, like week one's week one. Like it's like a good little starting off point, but it doesn't really tell you everything you need to know. So who knows? Maybe the Broncos could end up just smoking their shit. Like I have no
Like,
idea.
okay, do I take the Broncos or do I take like Washington over the Giants? Because the Giants are
No. See,
bad.
that's good. I would take Washington over the Giants, and Jaden Daniels looked like a stud in week one in terms of fantasy.
Okay, but like, I don't get points for this other than just surviving.
No,
So it doesn't really
I would say take
matter.
the Commanders. I'd say they take the Commanders.
Yeah, like, that's
I
like.
think they're gonna be. I think they're gonna actually be really solid. I think the more time Jaden Daniels has to figure out the offense and learn that he can throw the ball and he doesn't have to run every play, I think the more time he gets behind the O line and like just gets to see how the pro game goes, I think he's gonna be decent. I think they're gonna be good. So yeah, I think that's a solid pick.
Slay.
Sly.
Speaking of the Giants, they look like the Habs out there, and I'm not the only one who said that. And it was like ugly. Like some of those guys, like with the beige pants, they looked naked. They looked
First of
naked.
all, were the pants beige?
Yeah, they were like beige, like they were trying to be like old
Like
timey.
leather.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to make it look. Yeah, I mean, yeah, those jerseys. I mean, it's funny how a lot of teams this year had a rebrand. Like the Jets fixed up their jerseys, the Broncos fixed up their jerseys, the Vikings added a new jersey. A bunch of teams have, you know, the throwback or the alternate helmets now. Like a bunch of teams did little tweaks. Houston's jerseys look beautiful. And the Giants in pure Giants form just absolutely shit the bed with it
Like,
and come out with
it's their
duds.
what? Their 100th season. It's supposed to be like a throwback situation.
Yeah,
Like,
but Jesus Lord, are you missing the mark? And
it was
also, I don't know
ugly.
how they don't get in like some kind of trouble because the whole design on the front of the helmet's the Michigan Wolverines.
Yeah, and then the whole jersey is the Montreal
Like,
Canadiens.
I don't understand how they don't get in some kind of trouble.
Well, I mean, has Michigan trademarked their helmet design? Probably not.
But like, who would think to do that is my question.
Some
And
guy who went to Michigan, he was like, yo, you know what would be sick, man? Like, you know who's good? Michigan.
I also don't know if they've been around for 100 years, Michigan, so I could be talking out of my ass, but like, it just looks weird. It looks like
Okay,
they're
but
wearing a Habs jersey with a red and blue Michigan helmet.
regardless if Michigan's been around that long, they haven't been wearing helmets for that long. We know that for a fact.
Yeah,
So,
whatever.
like, where are
Whatever.
they? No, but like, where, if you're doing like a throwback situation, and you're trying to like look like you did 100 years ago, like there were no helmets, so you should be wearing like a fucking like
See-through helmet.
I wasn't gonna say see-through. I was gonna say like the leather, like back in the day, like match the pants with your little leather looking like beige helmet. But that would be fucking ugly too,
Oh
so.
my God. Yeah, that would be actually disgusting. Whatever. They fumbled hard on that one.
I want to talk about hockey a little more than I did last week.
Yay.
Don't say it like that. Like, you like hockey just
I do.
enough.
I
You
do.
like it
I do.
enough.
I do. I do.
So, we got a lot of rookie camps starting. Preseason is like days away, maybe a week away. I don't even know. But I love looking at like prospects. I like getting excited about these players who are like 10 years younger than me. Like, there's something that really like gets me wanting to kill myself, like a 17-year-old making so much more money than I will ever make. Whatever. So I made a little list, okay? First, I want to talk about the Habs because the Habs have so many fun rookies. Also, speaking of the Habs, they have their rebuilds series coming out, I think this week or next week. I think it's the
What?
18th on Crave. And
I don't even know who their rookies are.
I'm super excited for that. Their rookies are basically their entire team.
Okay.
But the Habs have like defense prospects out the ass. Like, there are so many of them. There's gonna be a fucking fight for those like two spots that are available.
So we got like a Texas Longhorns level pipeline for the defense right now.
Yeah, like we had such like hefty defense that we sent one away to trade for Patrick Laine.
I still think that's a pretty cool trade because we've been also talking about getting him to Montreal, I feel like, for like years.
I hope it's good. Like, 'cause I know that there was talk like before PLD got to LA, he was like basically saying he only wanted to play in Montreal. And it just didn't work out, obviously. But I actually think that Line A could have a better upside than PLD. But I feel like in a lot of ways they're like kind of the same player where they're like when they're good, they're really good. And when they're bad, it's like mostly because they're lazy and like not fucking skating.
Yeah, I just don't understand why, like, Montreal, I feel like, never brings in anyone super sick like that because, like, everyone wants to play in Montreal.
No one does. I'm so sorry to break it to you. No one wants to play in Montreal. A lot of players have not only just not Montreal on their no trade list, but Canadian teams. And it's like it's fully a tax thing. It's fully like
Dog,
bullshit.
there have been a bunch of players in the past that wanted to come to Montreal. Like, I think at the end of the day, like, for that first contract, I think it's the same thing in the NFL, the same thing in the NBA. Like, that first big contract that people sign, like, you want to sign that bitch, like, in a big time market. Like, you want to go get yourself paid. You want to get
Well,
yourself sponsors and all that. But I feel like that second contract, I don't know how it works in the NHL. I might be totally off base, but I feel like that second contract is usually when people are like, okay, like, let me go win a ring with my favorite team. Let me go play for the hometown crowd. Let me
no, that's
go, blah, blah,
usually in the
blah.
NHL. I feel like that's usually like they choose to go to the hometown crowd when they're like nearing retirement.
That's so annoying.
Well, like, for example, like, everyone in Montreal loves to think that Crosby will end his career in Montreal because he grew up a Habs fan. I think that that is not going to happen. It would be so sick,
No, there's
but
no way.
there's no way.
He's been on one team for like 20 years.
Yeah.
He's
And
finishing
like
there.
the only thing is like that would happen is like if the Penguins enter like a serious rebuild and they're like moving on, they like the team would have to decide to move on from Crosby. And like, who in their right mind is rebuilding a team thinking, yeah, you know what, the only way this team is going to win is without Sidney Crosby? There's no way. If Kyle Dubas says that, fire that bitch. Also, I was in an elevator with him once and he's very short.
But so are you, though.
I know, but I'm not a man.
Okay.
Anyway, back to the Habs rookies.
Yeah.
Here are some Habs rookies that I want to see make the roster this year. First of all, Owen Beck, he's a forward. I'm pretty sure he's a center. He's been in the OHL the last few years.
Okay.
I want to see him on the Habs. I don't know that there's a lot of room for him. He'd have to be like super standout in the rookie camp in preseason camp, like
I
to
mean,
be
let's
able to
hope.
push someone out, like. Listen, there's guys that are like worse than him, but have heftier contracts, and like it's we'll see what happens. But the more exciting stuff for the Habs is on defense. Obviously, we have David Rydbacker, who was picked 5th overall, not this past draft, the one before. He's a stud. He's already signed to a contract. He will either play in Montreal or in Laval. I hope it's Montreal. He had a lot of people were like annoyed with his pick in the draft. They thought that the Habs should have picked Matvei Michkov. I'll talk about him a bit later because he's on my list further down about
So he's a rookie.
he's a rookie on Philadelphia. Other Habs rookies, Lane Hutson, who is a fucking stud.
Feel like I
Like,
heard that name too.
yeah, like he's so good. And he was passed over in the draft. Like, I think we got him at like 62, which is like ridiculous. And it's only because he's like a little short. Well, I don't care. The Montreal Canadiens are now the land of the shorties, thanks to Marty St. Louis. Why are
And
you fist
Cole.
pumping? You're like 6'4".
Yeah, but I don't know, just for the boys,
For
for
the
the short
boys,
kings.
for the short kings. And then the last rookie that the Habs that I want to see make the team is controversial. It's Logan Mailloux. So Logan Mailloux is the guy
Oh my
who,
God.
yeah, he had a
Yeah,
lot.
just put
He,
him on the team anyways. Like,
no, hang
just.
on, hang on. You might be surprised to see me be a Logan Mailloux apologist, but I don't think that anyone should have their career ruined for what they did when they were 16.
I agree.
So,
I think it's just like a funny contrast.
no, it totally is. But like he did really well in Laval, and I'm almost certain that the Habs have had him, like not only him, but all the rookies. Like they didn't just single him out. I'm pretty sure they had all their rookies, all of their prospects, like have a lot of like I think I'm pretty sure they brought in guest speakers talking about like sexual assault and like you know ha what not to do. And I like to think that he's learned from his mistakes and that he deserves to still have a career.
I agree.
Because it's not like a guy who's if he were to fuck up again, then I would say, yeah, kick him out. He doesn't deserve to be an NHL player. But people do stupid things as teens and they should not be chastised for it for their whole lives. So I hope to see him make the team this year. Those three defensemen, like they're gonna be fucking killer. And that like mixed with like who we already have on D, like Arber Jackey.
Yeah, that's a yeah.
I love that kid.
Yeah.
Mike Matheson. And then we have Caden Gooley, who's like also a young guy who's been on the team for I think 2 years now.
Yeah, like I've definitely heard of
He's
him
also
too.
he's a stud. He's so good. So like the Habs decor, like
We need a guy to score goals is what we really need.
okay, well, like the thing is we drafted that guy. He's just like still in Russia.
Slafkovsky?
No, Slafkovsky's on the team. I'm talking about Ivan Demidov.
That is a sick name.
He's Russian. He's a Russian fucking the Russians, they don't make goal scorers like the Russians over here. Like the Russians just like have something else.
Oh, so you're saying the Russians make the best goal scorers?
I mean, yeah, Ovechkin.
Yeah. Malkin.
Yeah. Those are the Habs rookies I really am excited
And
about.
when is this demo dog guy making his anticipated debut? His name's Ivan Demidov.
Ivan Demidov, yeah.
Oh my God. When is he starting?
Probably next season.
Jesus
He's
Christ. Is
probably
this
not
guy
going to
like
make an
16?
appearance this
Is this
year.
guy 16, 17 right now?
I think he's 17, 18, yeah, something like that. We just drafted him this past year, 5th overall.
Yeah, hey
He's a
Jeff.
dog.
Jeff Molson, get Ivan Demidov in this bitch early because we need some goal scorers. All right.
He's
And we don't need
gonna arrive.
and we can't be having like little
The
shorty.
thing is like Ivan's gonna arrive at the same time as Jacob Fowler, most likely. Who have you heard of that name? He's the next fucking coming of Carey
Is this the next is
Price.
this an oh okay, I thought you were gonna be like next Connor Bedard,
No, no,
whatever,
no, no,
whatever.
no. No,
This
he
is the next
is.
carry.
He's the next Carey Price. Like he's at Boston College right now. He's a fucking stud. But there's a bunch of like rookies around the NHL that I really want to see make their respective teams. Okay, we've got Cutter Gauthier, Anaheim.
It's a cool name.
Yeah, it's a sick name. Also, this guy's got,
Cutter, like Cutter.
yeah, Cutter Gauthier.
Yeah, it's cool.
I hope he makes the team in Anaheim. He was traded out of Philly. Stop yawning. I gonna keep talking about NHL. It's not boring. You're gonna learn to like it. Matvei Michkov, Philly.
Yeah, we heard about him. Maffei,
Ryan
good old
Leonard,
Maffei.
another sick name. Jimmy Snuggerud.
No, not as good as Gunnar Gauthier. Gunnar Cutter.
Cutter.
Cutter go that no, that is a sick name.
So Jimmy
That guy is
Snuggerud.
such a douchebag. You already know he's such a douche. Cutter Gauthier. No, this guy's an this guy pulls. This guy slays. All right, yeah, continue.
And you
But they
might be
just have a
thinking,
bunch of weird people on their team now, St. Louis.
yeah, well, because they.
Snuggerud. Don't they have Kapka or something like that?
I don't know who Kapka
They
is.
have. I'm back on my phone searching it up.
Okay, and then you're probably thinking, Marley, you just like skipped some of the most important rookies.
You did.
And I know it's because the Sharks get their own little category. Okay, obviously, Macklin Celebrini.
I've heard about that.
You have. He went first overall.
That's the guy whose dad is like an equipment manager for the Chiefs, right?
No, his dad is the like head of sports, like he's like the head like nutrition like training guy
For the
at the
Chiefs.
Golden State Warriors.
I knew it was one of those things.
Yeah, you got the sport and city wrong, but you knew.
First of all, St. Louis, they have a guy named Jordan Binnington.
Okay, yeah, Jordan Binnington.
That's the first time I've ever done that.
Binnington carried the St. Louis Blues to the first Stanley
Also,
Cup.
before we move on, because you were laughing at me, Radek Faksa?
Radek Faksa.
Okay, whatever.
Hey,
Jordan Kyrou?
Jordan Kyrou is like Canadian.
Hugh McGinge?
That's not real. Is that real?
Hugh McGinge? Ginge or Ging? Hugh McGing or Hugh McGinge? Number 56, left winger.
Okay, that one I don't know about him, but
Alexander Texier?
Texier.
Texier. What?
You have to remember that like hockey players are either like French Canadian or Russian. So they're gonna have weird names.
Except for the ones that are from the States.
Yeah, except for fucking, I don't know
All the
who's from the
good
States.
ones.
Well, Cutter Gauthier is from the States.
That kid definitely. That guy pulls. Cutter
Okay.
Gauthier.
Okay, well, then we
That's my new
have.
favorite player.
Hang on. I have a lot of actually crazier names coming up. Sh Sharks have another rookie by the name of Will Smith. Ever heard of him?
From West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Exactly. And then they swapped goalie prospects with the Predators to acquire one of the best like new goalies coming up, Yaroslav Askarov.
I feel like I've heard of that too.
Yeah. He's the
Real quick
guy.
thing about the real quick thing. Do you think in today's like woke age and era, do you think the Predators need a rebrand?
No, because it's a big cat. It's a saber-toothed cat. It's not like a white man with a
Yeah, but
gun.
like, first of all, I don't think they have guns. I don't know, but like.
There was a school shooting last week in Georgia. It was a white man with a gun.
But that's not what I'm thinking when I
I know
think.
you're thinking of sexual predators.
Yeah, and also don't they have a jersey where it just says Preds? Like no cat whatsoever, just Preds.
Maybe, but it was
I
a
don't know.
specialty jersey. They don't wear it often.
I feel
I
like
think
there's so many cool things that like don't have a team name.
the bigger fish to fry is the Chicago Blackhawks, if you ask me.
No.
They need to change the logo. Keep the
No,
name, change the logo.
no, no. Look, at the end of the day, like I don't want to speak on things that I might not know about. Apparently, there's a big backstory to the Blackhawks name. Can I
Yeah, like.
understand? Can I understand the Washington Redskins changing it to the Commanders? Absolutely. You know what's hilarious though? We're what I think now, maybe since 2019, 2020, so 4 or 5 years removed from that rebrand. You know who everybody hates now? The Washington fucking Commanders, because their name is the Washington Commanders. It is the worst logo and team name in sports.
I think that like the Cleveland Guardians is worse.
Miles better.
Really?
Cleveland Indians
Whatever.
was better than the Guardians for sure.
Okay, well, you can't be the fucking Indians
I
anymore.
understand that, so it sucks. But now everybody in Washington wants the Redskins to come back because they were like, "Oh, we made a mistake." Yeah, no shit, buddy.
I don't think that's
Like,
never gonna happen.
their jerseys were nice, their helmets were nice. Like, the Redskins was peak NFL, but obviously now not allowed doing that, so they're gonna change their names at some point to probably the fucking Washington Football Club, like Utah.
They already did that. That's what they
Yeah.
were for a year. They're not going to change their name again. They're going to stick to the Commanders and they're going to start winning eventually, and then the team will get behind them.
They're gonna change
Because
their name at some point.
people aren't actually nostalgic for the Redskins. They're nostalgic for like a
The team
winning
was never good.
team.
The team was never good, though.
Okay, well, I don't know
People,
anything about the
I
Redskins.
know, that's what I'm telling you. People literally missed the jerseys. Like, it was a nice look.
Thing is, it's like NFL jerseys don't have logos on them, so why wouldn't they just keep the jerseys?
No, but
Like,
on the helmet.
I know, but on the helmet, like the I don't think the W is that bad. Whatever.
It's
That's just
fucking
me. Whatever.
look, they're all black jerseys, solid. I like the all black jerseys. Everything else about them, horrible, garbage, worse than the Giants. I think another team that needs a rebrand is the Dolphins. Like, look, I think the Dolphins
I
colors
think
are
they should go
nice.
back to their old logo with the, yeah.
Logo, old jersey, old everything. Everything that was old was better. Like, no team has gotten better since rebranding. Except for the Broncos. The Broncos' new jerseys are pretty tough. I like the Broncos' new jerseys. I don't like the stupid little triangles on the side rift there, but the new Broncos jerseys are pretty nice. And the throwback jerseys are beautiful. Those orange crush jerseys, Can't wait for those to be sported, man. I hate that I love this fucking team.
They have nice colors, I will say
Yeah,
that.
meanwhile, you get the bandwagon between the Dolphins and the Bills, and I'm stuck with fucking this dumb poverty franchise.
I don't think it's
Which,
a bandwagon.
it's not.
These are a few guys who have made their debut already, who have been back and forth between the NHL and the AHL, that this year I really hope and think that they will be like mainstays on their respective NHL teams all season long, okay? Number one, Devon Levi. You know
Okay.
who he is.
Well, that's how Montreal did.
Yeah,
It's a
he's
kid from
like
Montreal. He's the goalie for the Sabres.
goalie for the Sabres. He went to my high school.
Yeah, he went to WIC.
He did. He was actually valedictorian at WIC, which is like kind of crazy.
So like this guy, see like but like people like that aren't real human beings. Like you shouldn't be allowed to be a
No, but like
professional athlete and be valedictorian.
he is one of the, like I think that's one of the things that makes him like sick. He's not a dumbass.
But like, I think to be an athlete, you should be dumb.
Not to be a goalie.
No,
Because
no.
first of all, he's not getting his skull bashed in like every other position, either in football or in hockey. Like
No, but like, think
he's a
about it, right?
guy.
Like, and all the football players that came from like credible schools, like, I mean, you look at like the guys that came out of who came out of Stanford. Oh, no, never mind. I was gonna say who came out of Stanford, but Richard Sherman and McCaffrey. So never mind. I might be off base with this. But like if you're smart, like don't be good at sports too. Like you just ruin it for
Okay,
everybody.
but for the record, like Devin, like it's one thing to be like smart and go to like Stanford on a scholarship. Like I'm talking about the high school he went to. Like no one w he wasn't playing hockey at our high school. We didn't even have a hockey team.
Yeah, but like still. And he's probably good looking too, like.
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
Yeah, so like people like that shouldn't be allowed to live. Like, I'm sorry.
What, are you mad because you're not a good athlete and you're not that smart?
I'm not mad about that. I'm mad that like he's probably better looking than me. He might be smarter than me, and he's definitely a better athlete than me. That
But he's
should
not,
not be
I don't think
allowed.
he's taller than you,
Like,
though.
look, I don't care about that, yo. Like, look at Wembanyama. He's definitely probably dumb. He's definitely not better looking than me, but give you this, there's no way I would ever in my life. You can give me the super serum like Captain America, I wouldn't be as good at basketball.
Okay, but like, you. That's irrelevant, though, because he's a
No,
freak
because that's the
show.
trade-off. But that's the trade-off. You're not allowed being handsome, and you're not allowed being smart if you want to be good at sports. Look at LeBron.
He's kind
LeBron's
of
kind of
sexy.
like I think he's sexy just because that's my goat.
Yeah, whatever.
Didn't you want to talk about some other goofiness, like a PZ at HL or whatever?
The PWHL announced their names and logos this week, and I am excited to see what you think as someone who is so out of the know. You don't know fucking shit about women's hockey, and I think that that is going to give the people the best, like, you need someone who has an opinion, who is like not invested at all, who
Okay,
has
just start it up. Just
no
start it. Just start it.
claim.
Just start it. Just start it.
What should I, okay, so should I start with our hometown team?
Sure.
PWHL Montreal has rebranded to be the Victoire de Montréal, the Montreal Victoire. Personally, I'm glad they didn't do the fucking Les Canadiens, because I think that that is like sexism. I feel like, I know it's trying to be reverse sexism, but it's not. I wish they would have been like the Montreal Maroons. Anyway, then we have the Toronto team.
What the fuck?
The Taylor Swift ass logo for the Toronto Scepters,
Oh, okay, I thought they
to
were
which I
actually
keep
called the Taylor
saying,
Swifts. I was gonna lose my mind.
no,
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it.
I feel bad for anyone in Toronto who has a speech impediment and has to say, go Scepters, go.
Go, Scepters, go.
Should have been the Toronto Monarchs or the Toronto Royals. I don't hate the logo, but yeah, it's giving Taylor
No, but
Swift.
like I don't mind the original name. It's just the logo sucks. Like pick
The
original names.
scepters? What the
Whatever. That's
fuck? Do you know what a scepter is?
yes.
What?
Like a fancy cane.
Yeah, you actually do know. That's surprising. Boston has a sick logo. They're the
Anchors.
Boston. You wish they were the Boston Anchors. The Boston Whalers would have been sick. No, they're the Boston
I don't mind
Fleet.
that. Okay, Whalers would have definitely been better than Fleet.
Especially with
Okay.
that logo, they should have been the Whalers. Okay, and then we have Ottawa.
How many teams are in this?
Six. Ottawa looks like fucking Calgary and the Cavaliers. The Calgary Flames and the Cleveland Cavaliers had a bastard love child and made the Ottawa Charge.
Gross. That looks like the Central Michigan Chippewas. That's what that actually looks like.
Okay, well,
Same logo.
it's trash. Minnesota, the Minnesota Frost. It's just an
Okay,
F.
so this is just lazy. Like, this is just
Yeah.
getting lazy.
And then the last team is the one that the name that I like the most, but the logo that I think is the worst. And I'm going to preface this by saying these were released 2 days ago. Today, as we're filming this, it is September 11th, okay? The New York Sirens, their logo, the New York in the back, is giving Twin Towers. And then you're calling the team the Sirens, like, wee-oo-wee-oo, like,
We're entering real dangerous waters right now. Like, I just so you
I'm
know,
just saying,
can I see it again? Because you barely showed it. Like,
my
do we have
friend
to censor the picture?
Alex said that it's giving Twin Towers.
It really is. First of all, horrible logo.
Yeah, like they look
And
like
I
fucking
hate the
Canva
name too.
bullshit.
I hate the name.
All of the names on all six teams are
Yeah,
bad.
so let's do a little let's do a little that ah, bup, bup, bup. I'm gonna do a little mystic magic right now. This league is probably gonna be hemorrhaging money for the next 15 years.
Okay, I don't want to talk shit about the league, but I
No,
do just.
they will like the WNBA. You like how I'm doing this segment, this transition right now? They will like the WNBA one day, hopefully, get a Caitlin Clark to come and save them.
See, here's the what you're missing is that like the PWHL has freak show like freak show super good at hockey people. I
No
don't
one
think
cares.
there is like one person who is like light years above the rest. Like there's no
It's
Connor
gonna come.
McDavid, there's no Connor Bedard of women's hockey right
It's
now,
gonna
but like
come.
it's gonna come. But before we, I just want to give you a taste of what the original
Oh my
rumored
God.
trademark names were. I'm gonna rattle them off real quick, okay? It was supposed
Fuck
to be
me.
last year, there was like a leak of like filed trademarks, okay?
Yeah.
They're way worse than what I just read to you, okay? The Montreal Echo, Toronto Torch,
Jesus.
the Boston Wicked, the
Yeah.
Ottawa Alert. Like you having no reaction is so telling. The Minnesota Superior and the New York Sound.
I mean, look. I honestly think I don't know who's in charge of like the marketing side and like the naming of like women's sports teams, 'cause look, I think the WNBA has gotten has is definitely headed in the right direction. Like, And I'm sure this will probably head in that same direction too, hopefully.
Well, when they name their new Toronto team in a few years, hopefully it's
Whatever.
decent.
But like even the WNBA, like some of the team names are so nauseating.
Yeah. Why? What is it with like women's teams like not getting like plural names? What happened to naming your team the fucking Tigers? Like something
Like
threatening.
literally, like
Like
literally.
a threatening animal. Like, yeah, I can get
Like call your
behind a
team name the
lion,
fucking
tiger, a
aliens.
bear.
Call your team
Literally
name the
anything.
aliens. Aliens would be sick.
Yeah.
San Antonio Aliens instead of the Spurs. I like the Spurs personally. I think that's never changing. But like the WNBA, it's like fucking Minnesota Lynx.
No, okay, that's actually decent. That is a fucking animal.
But I don't care.
I'm
You
more talking like the New York Liberty. Like, listen, I
don't.
love their
No.
mascot,
First of
Ellie the
all,
Elephant, but like, what the fuck is a Liberty?
it's the,
I
whatever.
understand it's the
No,
Statue of Liberty, but like,
you're off your rocker right now because first of all, Minnesota Lynx, it's you switch the animal, but you have the same logo as the Timberwolves. Already, that's a no-no. Like, give these
I
girls.
disagree. They're in the same franchise. Like, you want people to be backing your. You want the people backing your NBA team to also be fans of your WNBA team. That's
But
like the whole point.
you don't want people backing your WNBA team just because it's similar enough to your NBA team where it's like, oh, like you want a clear distinction so people gotta rep that
Like,
team. And it's
hey.
like, you know what? I got this Wolves jersey on. Let's swap it out for this pink Minnesota Dolphins jersey and let's get it going.
What are you talking about?
I'm
Why
saying
does it
they need
gotta
a
be
fucking
pink?
rebrand. Whatever, gray. No one cares. They need a rebrand because having it
Like,
the
I
same thing.
think, like, okay, the Seattle Storm, I think is like great because it's got the same colors as the Sonics. You got people who
Yeah.
want the Sonics back. I want the Sonics back.
Indiana Fever?
Yeah.
Fuck
Like, what
off.
is that?
It's
What's a
not a real
fever?
thing. And
Oh,
whoever the
I'm sick. I have
Mystics,
a fever.
the Mystics,
Washington.
because their team name's the Wizards in the NBA. But guess what? No one gives a fuck about your NBA team. So switch your goddamn name. Like no one cares about the Wizards at all. So like, why are you gonna just name your NBA team like
I
a
will say the
little
Las Vegas
subsection?
Aces is pretty damn
That's
good.
sick. That's a good job. That is a good job by the team.
Yeah.
Because we don't have a Las Vegas team promoting the thing that makes Las Vegas, and now we have one. So
Yeah.
that's big ups. And I mean, they're nasty.
They are. They're so good.
Fucking
Speaking of
Asia.
WNBA, Angel Reese went down with an injury this past week.
Let me get me started.
And I see your eyes rolling, so I want you to sound off.
Okay, I got your back on this. She is like literally a less talented Paul Pierce. Like, never have I seen someone so just like lost in the sauce and so like, ooh, like top pick in the draft. I'm coming in. My draft class is making waves. Time for me to go get my little. She says like, oh, it's my brat girl summer. Oh, like Barbie. Like, bro, no one
Well, they called
cares.
her when she was at LSU, they called her Bayou
Bayou
Barbie.
Barbie. Yeah, no one cares. You know why no one cares about that? Because you know who she came into the draft with?
Caitlin Clark, baby.
Like, this is a girl that is
She
single.
also wasn't even the only draft pick from her team. Like, they also picked Camila Cardoso, who is like
Yes.
best post player. She's so good.
And then, like, this, her bragging about her double double numbers. She's never getting a triple double. Her bragging about her double double numbers and how she was averaging a double double. First off, you can average a double double in the WNBA if you were 6'4" or whatever and did the exact same thing as her. Second off, I could do it too. You just keep throwing the ball off the backboard and getting your own rebounds and score every five
My favorite
rebounds.
thing is her being like, oh yeah, my last shot before my injury was like a
A
deep
three.
two. A
No,
deep
she said a
two.
three. I think she said a three.
She was in front of the 3-point line. It was a
But
deep two.
she was like, she said, yeah, that was my last shot. So you know when I come back, it's gonna be demon time. Bro, no one cares when you come back.
I don't
Also,
want to say that because like she's also getting a lot of people interested in the debate is always Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese. I don't think it's a
no,
debate. I
it's
think it's
not.
Caitlin Clark every time. But, like,
I'm more interested in the Chicago Sky because of Kennedi Carter than Angel Reese.
yeah. But
She at least has.
she said she has a hairline fracture in her wrist and she's gone for the rest of the season.
Yeah, whatever. Honestly, like, Look, not doubting that she's not like a dominant player and she's helping the team out a bunch and she's obviously helping the league. I'm talking about on face value in terms of what I would rather watch. I'd rather watch like a fly around for 4 hours than watch Angel Reese keep jumping up and getting her own boards because she can't make a layup. Like, I'm sorry. Caitlin Clark, meanwhile, on the other end, the girl who, has been in the center of all of this negativity in this league. Angel Reese, bashing her. Diana Taurasi. I think, look, at the end of the day, I think the only two people in the WNBA that are actively driving the sport forward, and like, I'm not talking about by social media and all this stuff, like Angel Reese freaking posting dances and fashion overhauls on her TikTok. Like, I'm talking about they're uplifting the
I don't
league
know if
by.
she's doing that, just for the record, so
She
I don't want to
does.
say
She does.
that.
She does. But she also balls out. So I'm not discrediting her in her play. But I'm talking about the two people in the from what I've seen that go out there and ball and make shit work for their team and give people buckets is Caitlin Clark and Asia Wilson. I am fully. I did not know who Asia Wilson was until I started seeing them on TikTok. I follow the Las Vegas Aces now on TikTok because
I'm so proud of you.
Asia Wilson is unreal. Like
Can I
in my
just
head,
say real quick?
Asia Wilson could be a sixth man in the NBA. Your turn.
Like, when you think of players making a difference, like bringing your team from worst to a playoff spot already, Caitlin Clark has
Absolutely.
done that. The Chicago Sky are like on the cusp. And you would think that Angel Reese would want to play through it to get her team in the playoffs, but clearly they're not making a push if she's happy to go down with a hairline fracture in her wrist that you could say maybe she could, like,
Embellished it.
I'm not saying anything, but you did.
Look, I think at the end of the day, I think I saw this online. Again, I could just be talking out of my ass. If you want, you can try and correct me because I'm not familiar with the standings of the WNBA. I'm pretty sure from what I gathered was the schedule for the Chicago Sky is getting a little harder. So people think that she's faking it because in the next couple weeks leading up to the playoffs or the next week or two. Their schedule gets tough, and the Indiana Fever schedule kind of stays in this weird little middle ground where they can win some games and lose a couple,
Well,
maybe.
they've already
But
clinched the playoffs, so it doesn't
yeah, no, but
really
like
matter.
I'm talking about in terms of the Rookie of the Year race.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think she really cares about her team winning.
Which is kind of shitty. You're supposed to
It's like
care
she
about
like
that.
a Angel Reese to me strikes me as like a Shaq. And she always talks about how much she loves Shaq, and Shaq was super dominant, and so is Angel. Like, look, she's crazy on the boards, but just like no offensive bag whatsoever. Like, the most uninteresting person to watch in the WNBA. Meanwhile,
That's so
Asia
sad.
Wilson's going out there getting boards, swatting people, hitting threes, working you in the mid-range, in the post. Like, Asia Wilson is just, I love Asia. I love you.
In other women's sports news, Alex
Yeah, hit
Morgan
me.
announces her retirement at age 35. She's also pregnant with her second child. She's had a sick career. I hate that she didn't get to go to the Olympics with the
Why didn't
American
she?
team. She wasn't picked for that team. I think that that's bullshit.
It's
But
Caitlin Clark level of disrespect right there.
yeah,
Not
except just
getting
like
picked for the Olympics.
to not bring like a veteran player like that, like especially like as Alex Morgan. I think that's disrespect. But I know that the US Women's National Team was on a They were on a bit of like not a rebuild, but like they have a new coach. Like they were on a new they're on to the next, right? They're like
Yeah.
trying to grow in a new direction. They have so much young talent. But anyway, Alex Morgan, she just had her last NWSL game. She got a really nice send off. She was subbed out in the 13th minute per her jersey number. It's real nice. I've always loved Alex Morgan, so congrats on her career. Yeah.
Congratulations. Here's an actual question for you. Who do you think is a more like female GOAT American athlete? Is it Alex Morgan or Megan Rapinoe? I have my
I
answer like
actually
clear in my
think
head.
that, here's the thing, is I actually think that Alex Morgan has been better and has had the longevity more than Megan Rapinoe. But like, the thing is I'll say it, Megan Rapinoe's gay and Alex Morgan is not. And gay people play soccer better. Gay people on women's sports teams are the reason they win. Megan Rapinoe said it herself, you need gays to win. And you're rolling your eyes because you did not expect me to go this route, but like I stand by it.
I'll take Alex Morgan.
So we agree.
Or I would take Sue Bird.
Sue Bird plays basketball. It's different.
Still an American
Okay, we're
female
talking
athlete.
GOAT of American female athletes. It's Serena Williams or
Oh
Simone
yeah, oh yeah.
Biles.
Wow. Fuck. Yeah. No, those are the two. Yeah, no.
It's Serena and Simone, like
No,
bar
that's
none.
no, those are the two. Yeah, no, it's Simone and Serena. Yeah, wow.
And especially when you think of like their individual athletes, so like what they've
Then again.
accomplished. Also, speaking of individual athletes, American athletes, you can also put Katie Ledecky up there.
No. It's those
What do
two.
you
It's
mean?
those two.
No. Katie Ledecky's
It's
so good and she's still in her prime.
I still don't know what she does.
She's a swimmer.
Oh yeah, no, I did know that. But also no, she's no.
You're wrong.
You think
Katie Ledecky
Katie?
is up there as well. She's like a goat
Okay,
that's
sure,
still in
up
her prime.
there.
She's the goat of her sport. I think she won 4 medals at this Olympics, like
Or
all potentially all gold.
Serena Williams could beat men.
Yeah, so I
That's
think that
like,
Katie Ledecky could probably beat some men too, but whatever. It's irrelevant.
I think Serena Williams would have less of a hard time dealing with like Alcaraz than Ledecky would have racing Phelps.
Hey, well, Michael Phelps is literally washed. Like, he's actually, like, factually washed. So,
I'm obviously talking if you put him back in his prime. What, you don't think he's like one of the greatest athletes of all time?
of course he is, but he's also a freak show who, like, benefited from, like, his fucking joints dislocating and being literal flappers, whatever. Can we?
Flappers. Oh
We
my
need
God.
to wrap this episode up. First, I want to hear how your fantasy teams did, just like rattle off. Like for me, I won one league, I lost one league by like fucking 0.2. Like it's horrible. My league that I lost
Oof.
barely. It was brutal. But how
That's
did your
rough.
teams do this week?
In the league with you, I won, obviously.
Oh, shit.
I didn't even look at that league honestly all week, and I still won. In my biggest league, like my most money league, I got pumped, and then in my 2 QB keeper league, I won. So
That's a sweat.
2-1, not bad for week one. Obviously, very much looking forward to week two. Do you want me to do like a real quick like start and sit?
Sure.
Okay. So first off, we'll start with quarterbacks. So I think personally, the best quarterback start this week. Between two guys, but I don't mind the pick.
I hope you say Anthony Richardson, who I have.
I was not gonna say Richardson. I think he's gonna be good, but I think the two top guys, gonna be a mix between either Josh Allen or Kyler Murray. I just like the matchups that both of them got. So I like both of them for sure. And I think the biggest trap game of this week is without a doubt. What are we thinking here? You know what? Yeah, let's just fucking take him. I think the biggest trap game of this week is gonna be Josh Allen against the Miami Dolphins. He has a little
Tua.
bit of a mixed bag of a history. I think it's gonna be a shootout. I think Josh Allen's real good in shootouts. I also think the issue with him is like turnovers, and he turns the ball over a lot, especially when he has to pass in such a high volume. So I think he can be a little bit of a mixed bag. Also, Trevor Lawrence, steer clear. I don't like him at all this week. Running backs, if we do this real quick, I think number one running back this week is going to be Bijan.
I got him.
I've been high on Bijan forever. I
You
mean,
have been.
the guy's usage percentage in week one was unreal. I mean, he basically played every snap. He got every single red zone touch in terms of the running back room. I love Bijan. If there's one week for him to break out, it's definitely going to be this week. I think it's going to weirdly be a really fun game between Philly and Atlanta. And I think the biggest like trap player this week is going to be Jahmyr Gibbs. I just think that running back room is really weird. I like David Montgomery and I like Jahmyr Gibbs. I just think people are probably expecting Jahmyr Gibbs to go for 20, and I think it's more realistic that both of them go for like 13. Moving on quick to the receivers, because we gotta fucking hustle.
Yeah, we do.
Number one receiver, no fucking disagreements with this. I think it's gonna be between two guys. I think it's gonna be between Cooper Kupp and Garrett Wilson. I think Cooper Kupp against Arizona, I mean, we saw what he did week one, still no Puka. Him and Stafford look like they picked up right where they left off. I like Cooper Kupp a lot, and I also like Garrett Wilson against Tennessee defense, even with or without L'Jarius Sneed. I would still take the Jets to win. I would still take Garrett Wilson to have a big game. He looked like he was going to have a big one in week one, just couldn't really translate anything. And I think the biggest trap is going to be Ja'Marr Chase, especially if T. Higgins doesn't play. I think that's just going to definitely limit his output. Quickly going on to tight ends now. Number one tight end this week, going to be Mark Andrews. Big bounce back week waiting for Mark Andrews. I mean, he never plays well against the Chiefs. He's playing the Las Vegas Raiders, where I hope is just going to be a slaughter show. And biggest trap guy this week, I'm looking at Dalton Kincaid once again for the Bills.
Love that guy.
I love him too, but I think he posts another dud this week. That's just me though. And then for defenses, I mean, number one defense this week is like a three-way tie between the Baltimore Ravens, Pittsburgh Steelers, and Los Angeles Chargers. They all play shit teams. They're all decent defenses. The one that I think could maybe end up being screwy is what if the Panthers beat the Chargers? And I think the biggest trap one is my defense in most of my leagues, the Dallas Cowboys or the Indianapolis Colts against the Green Bay Packers. I think both defenses are in a weird spot where they could go for 20 or they can get absolutely railed. I think the Saints look pretty good in week one. I'm not fully sold on Derek Carr. I've never really liked him, but I mean, if he goes out there and just slays it on the Cowboys, then pop off queen. And Green Bay Packers starting a second string quarterback in Malik Willis, who has been nothing short of absolute garbage since he's been in the NFL. But who knows? Like, this just might be the system where he comes out and has a coming out party and just kills it. So I hope not. I want the Cowboys to absolutely annihilate the Saints. I want Dak to throw for 500 yards. I want the defense to get eight picks. That's just what we want over here. But yeah, that's my quick little
Even
wrap
though I
up.
like kind of hate the Cowboys, not gonna lie.
Jeez, I should do that every week, first of all. Second of all, that took a lot out of me. We should start that earlier next time.
Well, it's fine that if it took a lot out of you because we're wrapping it up. And I think to wrap it up, you should call your girlfriend.
Okay, let's give her a call. Hey, I want to ask you a couple questions.
What?
How many points do you think Bijan's going to get this week?
I don't really know how points work.
Just say like 35 or something. Say like, no, but you don't have to, no, don't actually say 35, but say like somewhere around there.
Somewhere around 35.
Yeah, okay, so then you heard it here first, folks.
Hi,
Bijan's a,
Lindsay.
oh, so you look so pretty.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough.
Are you gonna watch any football this weekend?
If my boyfriend's with me, yeah. If he ditches me, no.
So then we're gonna be watching football on Sunday. Let's go.
Bye, Lindsay.
Leave you.
From now on, I'm calling her because it's going to be less gross. That's it for this week's episode of Out of Bounds. Watch football this week. Great matchups.
Watch college football, watch football, go bet some money.
Support your women's sports teams. Watch the WNBA.
But only the Indiana Fever.
No,
Or
support
the
them
Vegas
all.
Aces. Or the Vegas Aces.
Support them all. Okay. Whoa.
What?
I just didn't take you as such a bandwagon fan, but
LV, baby. All I do is LV. All I got is LV.
keep tuning in. We're gonna have a new episode every week. Episodes come out on Fridays. And yeah, watch sports, watch women's sports, watch our podcast. Thanks for listening. Out of bounds, out. I need to think of
No,
something
yeah,
better.
no, we're gonna have to think of something because this is awful.
Every time, every time. Okay, bye.
Bang.